This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 outbreaks are on the rise in Colorado. Weekly data show there were more than 700 active outbreaks as of Wednesday, a total last seen in February. An outbreak is at least two confirmed cases linked to the same place or event. State health officials say most of the reported infections were in K-12 schools and nursing homes. Manufacturing facilities, offices, and restaurants also saw an increase in outbreaks. Colorado farmers and ranchers will face extreme drought heading into the spring and summer planting season. The U.S. Drought Monitor says nearly 15% of the state is in the most severe category of drought. Les Owen with the state Ag Department says the conditions are extraordinarily concerning.
Last year, during the critical growing times when we needed moisture, there just wasn't much in most areas of the state. So folks are already been punched in the gut pretty hard from drought.
It's unusual for so much land to be this dry at this time of the year. In the 21-year history of the U.S. Drought Monitor, this April is the fifth driest in Colorado. The Senate has confirmed a CU Denver graduate as the next head of FEMA. Deanne Criswell is the first woman to head the agency. She spent two decades as a firefighter and served in the Colorado Air National Guard. Criswell also coordinated the response to multiple Colorado wildfires and New York City's COVID-19 outbreak. This is CPR and KRCC.